This afternoon, we'll be exploring this Brahmavihara of equanimity through a guided meditation. And to begin, I want to offer just a couple images and maybe some reflections that I think for some people can help evoke this quality of equanimity that Dara was speaking about last night. For example, one of the things I sometimes come to for evoking a quality of equanimity is many of the statues that you find in this tradition, like the Buddha Rupa up here, the statue of the Buddha, that there's this posture that's upright, but especially like in the face and in the hands, there's a relaxed quality. So there's not a posture of bracing, but not collapsed either. Some image that represents, that gives a feeling sense of steadiness. Or even more so for me, the statue in the walking room of Kuan Yin. There's a softness, there's a fluidity to that, to when I see that image. And yet also a stability. It's this quality of steadiness, stability that we're going for, but not out of a rigidity. Another image that's been helpful for me that maybe Greg introduced this to you in part one, of that of the ballast of a ship. You know, the ballast of a ship is the weight in, for example, a boat at the bottom. Sometimes they use lead. That would weight it in a way so that it could always be righting itself moment after moment with whatever waves that it was coming up against. So a stability and steadiness that's also responsive. One of the ways I cultivated equanimity, sometimes when I'm in Flagstaff, and Flagstaff there are these sacred peaks that are right there near the city of Flagstaff, and you can just be in the city and walk up these hills that are connected with these mountains that are connected with the sacred peaks. And what I love about that is you climb up quite steeply, and very soon you get this image overlooking the city. And it gives me this feeling of being able to see, to still connect, you could say, with experience. But there's that distance to allow a kind of steadiness in the heart and mind. So this is what we're going to be exploring is most importantly the feeling quality of equanimity. One of the ways I see equanimity in terms of the Brahmaviharas is it's this ability to still care. So yeah, caring, and I think this is how equanimity balances out the other Brahmaviharas. Caring, but without trying to control. Oh, this heart can still care, but it's not hooked by needing to control. Being able to look on to this impermanent world and possibly care with dropping the obsession of controlling. And to remember this afternoon that this is a practice. It's just like riding a bike, you know, you're on for a little while, then you fall off, you're on, you're off. And what I notice when I'm practicing the Brahmaviharas is that the interesting thing is when I fall off, I'm often going to fall off either into what's called the near enemy or the far enemy of the Brahmavihara. The near enemy, let's start with the far enemy. The far enemy of equanimity, what's the opposite of equanimity? Reactivity, grasping, aversion. Of course, that can happen when we're doing a practice like this. Or I'm hitting it closely, but I'm kind of almost falling off the bike. I'm not quite balanced. And the near enemy would be apathy, where there's a sense of actually being disconnected. So we're looking for a steadiness that still has a kind of mindfulness there, or a heart that's responsive. And if that happens to you this afternoon, that's just part of the practice. That's how we learn how to ride a bike, is that's what happens at times. We'll be using this format of practicing this Brahmavihara, of which comes from the Visuddhimagga, of utilizing a phrase or phrases, and then going through, you could say, different categories. The two phrases I'm going to use, and there's many, but I want to boil it down to two, is when towards another person, because it's going to be mostly towards another person, your happiness and unhappiness depend upon your past actions more than on my wishes for you. An acknowledgement of how the world works. Oh, this is what's really has the big influence on another person's life, their own actions. And maybe my wishes influence that, but it's mostly dependent upon their actions. It's the same with myself. My happiness and unhappiness depend upon my actions more than whatever I wish for myself. In equanimity, it's allowing that in, that fact. Or to tie it with the definition I gave is to have this sense of care. So towards another person, another phrase that I'll often use is, I care for you, and I can't control your happiness and unhappiness. And what I appreciate about this is that it helps with it not falling into apathy. Yeah, the heart is still there. There's a caring heart. And I can't control your happiness and unhappiness. Traditionally, one starts with a neutral person, but what we'll do is just be starting with ourselves in the sense of cultivating some feeling sense of steadiness or stability within the heart. And then from there, moving into these other categories. So we'll be doing it a little bit differently in this way. Maybe one other term, because I might refer to it, which I find helpful, is another term that's used for equanimity. It's definitely in the Abhidhamma, this Pali word tatra majjhatatta, which means there in the middle. There in the middleness, in the middle of it all. And for me, it gives this feeling sense of there I am, just sitting. Like one of these postures, like the Buddha statue, of just sitting upright yet at ease in the middle of it all. Ah, this is the feeling. Okay, so let's give it a try. I invite you to allow the attention to come inward. And in particular, simply feeling the body. Feeling the body sitting or lying down. And now allowing for a quality of ease and relaxation. Maybe making it simple, just putting forth the intention, may the body relax. And then notice what happens. And in the relaxation, one and one at the same time, it's like allowing the body to move downwards towards the earth so it can feel the support of the earth right now. And at the same time, if you're sitting at least, remaining upright. Both. I now invite you to begin to feel into what I call the heart center, so right there, right where your sternum is. And if it helps, you don't have to, but if it helps, you could put a hand there just to contact that part of your experience. And to begin by simply noticing how the heart center is right now. It might feel open right now, or maybe it feels guarded or hesitant. Or calm. Just to notice and acknowledge. And for the practice of equanimity, what can be helpful is it's allowing the heart to rest right now. I now invite you to bring up an image that might evoke a sense of stability or steadiness, if images are something that help you. Whether it be the image of Kuan Yin or the Buddha. Or even the earth herself. And to feel the aspect of the image that is stable and steady. I now invite you to let go of the image and now simply feel the body again, but feeling that stability and steadiness. Feel the body sitting like a mountain, or standing like a mountain. Body like a mountain. And maybe placing a phrase in there, something like, "May I be balanced and at peace." Feeling the body like a mountain. May I be balanced and at peace. Here in the middle of this changing world. I now invite you to bring to mind what I call a neutral person. And also a neutral person that you have some sense of their situation. Maybe their life right now, there are happy things going on, or maybe difficult things. Either way, okay, but to bring to mind also some situation of a neutral person you know. Maybe somebody you care about a little bit, someone in your neighborhood or at work. You know them and you care, but you're not rocked by their situation. So we're looking for really kind of an easy person in this way. Evoking the sense of that person and their situation as you feel the sense of the body like a mountain, and the heart having a sense of steadiness and stability. And now you might want to bring in a phrase, or one of these phrases, or both of these phrases. Silently saying them. Your happiness and unhappiness depend upon your past actions, more than on my wishes for you. Your happiness and unhappiness depend upon your actions more than on my wishes for you. I care for you, and yet I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. I care for you, and yet I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. So now, continuing with this neutral person, maybe with these phrases, with the body, with feeling the body like a mountain. your happiness and unhappiness depend upon your actions more than on my wishes for you. I care for you, and yet I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. Feeling the body like a mountain. And the heart having a sense of steadiness and stability. I now invite you to bring up another person. In particular, to bring to mind someone you care about and maybe someone you would like some control around their life. Not too much. Just a sort of kind of control. You know the feeling I'm talking about. Bringing them and their situation to mind. Whether it's around a happiness in their life or an unhappiness. So that we're making this relevant. And evoking the sense of that person as you feel the sense of the body like a mountain right now. As you feel the heart having a sense of steadiness and stability. There they are, and their situation. And the body like a mountain, and the heart steady. your happiness and unhappiness depend on your actions more than on my wishes for you. Your happiness and unhappiness depend on your actions more than on my wishes for you. I do care for you, and I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. I care for you, and I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. Continuing now towards this person, utilizing the phrases, feeling right now the body like a mountain. And the heart steady and stable. If your mind wanders, that's okay. Just bring it back to the phrases and this person. I now invite you to bring to mind another person. And it's either a person, again, that you care about, and this time it's someone that you really do have a hook around, that hooks you deeply about wanting to control in some way their situation. Bringing them to mind. Or it might be someone who you want to have that control around and you don't really care about them. But there's that hook. There are people like that too, aren't there? Bringing them to mind. Would you be willing to bring this practice to that situation? Evoking the sense of that person as you feel the body like a mountain. As you feel the heart steady and stable. Your happiness and unhappiness depend on your actions more than on my wishes for you. I can't control your life. I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. Or, if it fits, I care for you. I really do care for you. And I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. Finding the phrases that fit. You might have to change the words a little bit. Towards this person. As you feel the body like a mountain and the heart steady and stable. Towards this person, I care for you, and yet I can't control your happiness or unhappiness. Or maybe something like, I can't control your life. This is the way it is. I now invite you to transition once again, and now I invite you to bring up a situation that you care about. So not necessarily around a person. A situation you care about and you'd like to have control around. It could be a conflict in your community or in the world, an issue like the environment. It's finding that issue or situation that can hook you. Evoking the sense of that situation as you feel the body like a mountain right now. Feeling the heart steady, stable, there in the middle of it. This is the way it is. I care. I deeply care. And yet, I can't control. I care, I deeply care, and yet I can't control. This is the way it is. Body like a mountain, and heart steady and stable. And now allowing the situation that you brought to mind to dissolve, to settle through the body and into the earth. then just allowing this abiding in, feeling the body like a mountain and the heart steady and stable. Just the body like a mountain and the heart steady and stable.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.